Now to South Africa, where the Oscar Pistorius murder trial is underway again after a two-week recess. Pistorius is, of course, the double amputee Olympic track star charged with killing his girlfriend at his home on February 14th of last year. Today, a neighbor in the gated community where Pistorius lives testified in Pistorius' defense. Johan Stander told the court he was the first person Oscar Pistorius called that day.
He said on the call, "Wim Johan, please. Please, please come to my house, please. I shot Riva. I thought she was an intruder. Please, please come quick."
The BBC's Milton Nkosi joins us from just outside the courthouse in Pretoria. And Milton, what else did Stander say on the witness stand today?
Yes, when Johan Stander took to the witness stand today from the defense team, he told the court that when he arrived after that phone call that we just heard now, when he arrived at Mr. Pistorius' house together with his daughter, he was with his daughter, they saw Mr. Pistorius carrying a bleeding River Steenkamp, and he was walking down the stairs and he was praying and crying and begging that she should leave and should not die. And he was asking them to call an ambulance. And that's how he described the scene as he arrived there in the early hours, shortly after 3 a.m. on Valentine's Day 2013.
Now, Milton, the fact that Oscar Pistorius claims that he thought Riva Steenkamp was an intruder is central to his defense. But is this the first time anyone other than Pistorius has said that that he thought the girlfriend was an intruder? Is it the first time it's coming from someone other than Oscar Pistorius himself?
Well, what we heard from the witness is that that is what Mr. Pistorius told him when they were talking on the phone. He said that when he called, he said, I shot Riva. I thought she was an intruder. In fact, that question is a very good question, because the cross-examination picked on that conversation, because Mr. Stander said that under cross-examination said that Mr. Pistorius made a mistake. Now, remember, this is a critical line for the prosecution. They don't think he made a mistake. They think he shot her with intent. So Gerinel pounced on that and pressed very hard Mr. Johan Stander's version of using the word mistake. And in the end, Johan Stander conceded to the prosecution that he made a mistake this morning when he was saying Oscar Pistorius told him he made a mistake. Well, basically what Oscar told him, what Mr. Pistorius told him, was that he shot Riva, he thought she was an intruder. He did not say he shot Riva, it was a mistake. So Gerinel just wanted to make that point very clear.
I wonder, how did Oscar Pistorius himself react to this testimony today? Because he did testify in his own defense for 7 days last month. And throughout the trial so far, he's been extremely emotional in court, to the point where several times he was seen vomiting while listening to testimony. He's broken down into tears. What was he like today?
Today he looked more composed than he was before the Easter break, but he did break down, especially when the witnesses were describing in great detail how the paramedics declared River Steenkamp dead while she was on the landing of the stairs. And he cried and buried his face into both his hands. He was wearing a dark suit with a crisp white shirt and a black tie. His hair was cut very short. Most of the time looked composed, but he broke down a few times. And in some instances, he had a pen and a notepad. And there was a brief adjournment. And during that brief adjournment, the brother of Oscar Pistorius, Carl Pistorius, walked up to him and gave him a very, very firm hug. And he was still in tears at that time.
And finally, Milton, the last time we spoke to you before this two-week recess in the trial, you were describing to us how the entire nation of South Africa is absolutely riveted by this trial, that there's a 24-hour news channel dedicated to televising every moment of the Pistorius murder case, and that everyone was talking about it. This many weeks into the trial, is it still the center of conversation for South Africans as a whole?
Yes and no. it is still the center of conversation, but not as high as it was on the agenda, simply because South Africans are going to a historic election on Wednesday, May 7th. And this is 20 years since the end of apartheid, so it's a big step for the country's growth into democracy. And in the 2 weeks when the trial was adjourned, people then got to follow the ups and downs and the blows of the political parties as they were campaigning against each other for votes. And that's what has become the lead story on the newspapers and radio stations in South Africa. And I think after the elections, maybe the trial will pick again.
That's the BBC's Milton Nkosi speaking to us from directly outside the courthouse in Pretoria, where the Oscar Pistorius murder trial is being held. Milton, many thanks.
Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you.